Everybody, Andy here again, taking a walk along the beach. A nice sunny spring-like day today, and I realise I haven't done one of these for a while. And I was going to record something and sort of update people and talk about things that I've been doing, but as is usual, something else comes along. I come down onto the beach quite happily walking along on my own, and within 5 minutes I'm accosted by two dogs, not stray dogs, dogs that are actually with families or with their owners running around. Yes, I know the dogs are out there enjoying themselves, running around in the sand and everything like that, but this is one of those things that annoys me. I don't dislike animals. I consider myself to be an animal lover. I consider myself to like natural wildlife and wildlife generally. But I do get annoyed by the attitude of some people, pet owners especially, and dog owners to be are usually the worst. I'm not saying everybody's the same, because they're not. I'm not tarring everybody with the same brush in any way whatsoever. I'm just speaking from personal experience, and the experience that I've had in the last 5 minutes is a good example, where people come down onto the beach and let their dogs off the lead, leash, call it what you will, and the dog runs around. I haven't got a problem with that at all. A dog can be just as in control when it's off of its lead as it can be when it's on, if it's with the right owner, an owner who actually cares and respects the privacy and the right for other people to wander around. But when you get two dogs that come bounding up to you, running at you fast, and you've got no idea what they're going to do, I'm not scared of animals by any means, but sometimes you're never quite sure what's going to happen until that dog actually gets to you. One of the dogs was actually quite a large dog, and it did look quite threatening the way it was standing, because I was walking 50 yards away from its owner, I suppose. I know that dogs are there, they will protect their owners, and I'm very, very careful of that. I never walk between the dog and its owner. I always try and walk away, as I do with any wildlife, cows, etc., in the countryside when I walk around. The man who owned the first dog made a sort of cursory, "Oh, come here," you know, nothing particularly bothered. Luckily, I just carried on and ignored the dog as it circled me, and eventually it went its own way. But I know for a fact that if that had been someone else, it had been my daughter or some other people who aren't so well used to pets, or who don't necessarily like dogs particularly because of experiences or the way that they are, that would have scared the crap out of them, to be perfectly honest. And why should you have to put up with that thing? Thinking about that, walking down the beach, and within about 3 minutes, another dog, a friendlier dog admittedly, but comes charging up to me from along the beach and decides to jump up on me and put its muddy and sandy and wet paw prints all over my pretty clean clothing. Now, why should I have to put up with that sort of thing from somebody else's dog? It's, you know, fine, it's the person's dog, but it's their dog, it's not my dog. Why should I have to put up with other people's? If I wanted a dog, I wanted to go for a walk with a dog, I'd get a dog and I'd take it for a walk. I should be allowed to walk along the beach or anywhere, whether it be along a street in the countryside, a park, or whatever it might be, on my own, and I should be able to do that without having dogs come bounding up to me, right up to me. And I'm not talking about ones that stop and then run away, which so many do, but other ones that come right up to you or jump up on you. And that's happened to me a lot. I remember when I used to run, a particular occasion, I can certainly remember running along this beach some years ago now, when a particular dog, same sort of thing, and when I saw a dog, I always used to slow down, because dogs, when they see things running, they like to run alongside them. I've had sheepdogs trying to herd me before now, but you get used to that, and you manage to get around it, and most dogs aren't usually a problem. But this particular one, well, that's annoying, because they run between your legs, and you could fall over them, which is dangerous in itself, and you could get an injury from no fault of your own, once again. But this particular dog decided he was going to jump up on me, and he had literally ripped my shorts that I was wearing, and the owner didn't seem to care. I'm sorry, it doesn't hurt, he's not going to do any harm. Yes, he has, he's just ripped my damn trap, my shorts, and drawn blood probably as well. And you can imagine the sort of Anglo-Saxon language that came out of my mouth at that time. And I imagine that person went away and said, you know, bloody runners and all this sort of stuff. But I shouldn't have to put up with that. I know I'm going to upset probably loads of people, pet owners and that, but I know most responsible pet owners, if not all responsible pet owners, will know exactly what I'm talking about and will probably respect exactly what I'm talking about. As I said, I have no problem with people owning pets, dogs, any type of animals, but they need to be under control. Even on a lead, they still need to be under control. And as I said, some are far better trained, some are far better behaved than others. If some people can do it, why can't everybody else? And if you see your dog running around after somebody else, tell it to stop. And if it doesn't, you haven't trained it very well, have you? Anyway, I'm going to hopefully enjoy the rest of my walk along the beach, because you come down here, to try and get away from everything, and then you get stressed by those sort of incidents. Anyway, I will leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.